Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm out on James Franklin of Virginia Tech.
Was it the laughing during it? I saw Albert tweeting out a video about the laughing. And Albert didn't insinuate this, but now I'm insinuating it, as if there was like plants in the press conference to basically make it seem like he was the funniest person ever.
Could have been the guy that I used to work with in Charlotte, Kyle Bailey, who's a total trout sniffer.
Oh, you think so, huh? You think he was the one laughing in these?
Oh, he's the biggest kiss ass I ever met.
Okay, then.
And I've met people that work on this station.
Yeah.
He is.
Okay, then.
He is. And then
I've never met the guy.
I don't know. And then one day he'll come in and be like, well, guys, I think I was right about telling you about. It's like, stop. You're from Virginia. Stop with that accent.
So you think that was his laugh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I couldn't confirm it. But it sounded like a trout sniffer, and Kyle Bailey is most certainly a huge trout sniffer.
Okay. Nice to know you guys liked each other.
It's just one of two guys I'd never work with again for any amount of money on the planet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think I know the other guy.
Yeah. Would you have like a name?
No.
For him? No.
That's uncouth. Come
we're
on.
Just having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
We
but I think I know. I think I know.
We might have discussed it in great length.
James Franklin, here goes there.
That being said, I'm out on James Franklin of Virginia Tech, who, again, great hire. Proven, recruits that area well. I think they're not going to have national expectations. The expectation will be just to be on among the playoff periphery and maybe not in it every year. That's where James Franklin belongs. But the reason I'm out is Virginia Tech. This is from Front Office Sports. In addition to hiring James Franklin, the school has approved $229 million for its athletics department. The Hokies are calling it the Invest to Win. That is just lame.
Doesn't Penn State have a really lame name for theirs that they that came out after finding out basically that they have like $300 million that they could be spending on? Yep. They all have lame names.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's why Penn State consistently underserved. This
right,
is like
so you're
signing a check to a lady of the night.
Oh, is that what this
say,
is?
And then say, for boom, boom time.
One thing I love about like Texas Tech is that Texas Tech at least seems like they're very upfront about it just being oil money.
Yes.
And it's like all the signs are like, hey, we're oil rich. It doesn't matter what we do, basically.
It's a little too nerdy for me, right? Invest to win. I want to just shove them in a locker.
In case you're confused about what the money's for.
Yeah. Oh, no, I thought it was invest because we're kind of bored.
This one is earmarked for winning.
Yes.
As opposed to years past where your money was earmarked towards obvious losing.
Now, this over here, this money, this is for existing. This is for winning. And then this is for, gambling debts, basically.
All the gambling debts. I'm trying to think of what the different names are for Texas Tech.
This is nerdy as hell.
It's nerdy, but
best to win. No.
I also don't know that we should be coming up with like really cool, catchy names for these things either. I kind of like the money people having lame names.
Shouldn't it just be the athletic budget? Like, shouldn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Slogans, by the way.
Yeah.
Slogans, unless it's just do it. Unless it's like a high level branding thing. What are we doing? A lot of slogans really stink. They do. Let's just be honest about it.
Like Texas Tech, though, not the NIL stuff, but the other stuff is like the Permanent University Fund, the Texas University Fund. It's kind of lame. I don't want to donate to those. I don't want to donate to the one that you're talking about with Virginia Tech either. I really just don't want to donate my money.
Should only be fun things.
It's the John Mulaney bit, though. I paid as much as the Civil War cost, and you want more from me?
Cars.
No, thank you.
Cars. Players.
I got a scholarship to school. I didn't pay a cent, and I have zero interest in donating to my school.
Cars, players, and toots fund.
Didn't pay any money, and I have zero interest in donating.
Cars, players, and toots fund. Bam. It tells you those are three things everyone can get behind.
We call them toots.
Yeah, right? The fun way. It's better than invest to win. This goes back to Electrolyte Tuesday. I don't know why I went there. Electrolyte Tuesday.
Your impression of Ken there for a second.
Versus just an eight ball in a safe house in Dallas in the 1990s. Like, I'm sorry. You can either have electrolytes or you can have a lot of fun in a room with whoever you want and some substances.
Can we talk about how confused I am of that, by the way, just for a second? Do you have clarity for me here? She called them electrolyte martinis.
Yeah. It's just water with it's electrolytes.
There's no alcohol involved here at all, right? Like, they're actual like martinis that they're putting
alcoholic.
A bunch of. In my mind,
you
I was
are such an alcoholic.
I was definitely thinking like they just.
These
I don't know.
Can't be martinis. They don't have any alcohol.
I was
in
thinking
them.
Like maybe they put some of the Propel packages in there into a martini.
I think that's
and that was like an electrolyte martini for
that's
them.
The worst.
And it was like this is how we get both best of both worlds.
See, here's the problem.
That sounds like she's on a date and the bartender. You have to like mix up this electrolyte
is
martini.
Is that the flavoring?
I now just. So badly want to just take a little vodka tonight, and I have electrolyte powder, and I just want to just try it, just see what it
What's
tastes
gonna
like.
What's going to happen? Nothing's going to. I use the you know the Mio Squirt things that are supposed to have all sorts of
you
different
can just
stuff
call
in
them
there.
Mio.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Things, yeah.
Yeah, I use those. I put those with vodka all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, do a couple squirts, mix it up, we're all good.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that.
In my mind, I was like, all right, kind of. Like, it's kind of lame.
Show
but,
up to electrolyte
that's how,
martini
that's how
night.
They get down. What's even lamer thinking it's just a bunch of water and electrolytes? These guys, these squares are just sitting around just having, here's our packets of electrolytes and let's put it with water. This has to happen on a Tuesday?
You're not
this
wrong.
This feels like an everyday thing, if anything.
You're not wrong. But I just want
it's
you to show
thing
up
I've ever heard.
To Electrolyte Tuesday.
I thought they were real
with
martinis.
With some Mio in a cocktail.
I thought
and
we
just
were really
be like, hey,
down.
What's mine? I'll try yours.
I'm not even a martini guy, but I was like, all right, if they're into martinis. I thought that was the foo-foo part of the program. They're drinking martinis. Like, I don't know about that, guys.
Well, real men extra drink moonshine.
That whole convo was built on the idea that if Ashley went on a date with a guy and the guy ordered a martini, maybe that's the wrong guy for her.
Yeah. And she fought back on that one. Gotta say, the Ashley Bastock stock, she's an incredible guest, incredibly
Bastock
nice.
Bastock goes so well.
The Bastock stock is going down. It's down the tubes.
That's a branding. We need some branding around the Bastock stock.
What about just the Bastock?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm wheezing again, but I guess wheezing is my answer.
It's probably the martinis.
I'm thinking of the sheep.
It's probably
cheaper
the
purpose.
Meals and the martinis.
It's the cheaper purpose versus the sheep purpose. First.
The what? What
whatever
that?
The hell we tried calling it earlier that didn't make any sense.
These just.
Yeah, you do it now.
No,
it's your dumb name. No. You do it now.
The supporters versus
supporters.
The. It's been a long day, guys.
It's been a long
day. It's just been a long day.
Very dumb.
We're having
so, yeah.
fun.
Hey, we're having fun. I was like, what lames? They're all just getting together.
I just would love.
Putting some Propel energy drinks into their martinis.
I just want you to show up to the team facilities with booze and just like, all right, I'll try some of yours. You try some of mine. And just Mason Graham just spits it out like it's holy water.
You know, there's like some football players from like the early 2000s that heard that on the broadcast, yes, and thought to themselves, wait a second, this isn't my NFL.
If you told Michael
Not
Irvin,
in my NFL.
If you told Michael Irvin about what the hell's it, Electrolyte Tuesday, he would punch Mason Graham in the face
immediately.
And by the way, probably would do the same thing to Dylan Gabriel, and Dylan Gabriel would just never get out of the concussion protocol.
It's weird. They all live near each other, and so they're all just really tight friends.
Hey,
and they all just do this.
You having some electrolytes? Can I come over and can I get a little Mio? Can you give me a little squirt over there?
Their bodies are such temples, Nick. They couldn't possibly just get down on Tuesday.
When I look at Mason Graham, I think his body is a temple.
Right? That's the funniest part about all of this. Mason Graham, of all people, the man who looks like he should, if they were making a costume character of him, one would come with a 30 rack, okay? It would be right there. And he's the one that has to do Electrolyte Tuesdays. He hates the situation.
No, he doesn't. He hates it. He's behind it. He's like, no, I
got there with Schlesinger and all these guys, and I thought we were all going to just have a good time, and everyone just wants to do Electrolyte Tuesdays, and now we're too deep into it, and I can't get out. He's like, I thought this was going to be an extension of college, and here I am.
Just
drinking up some Propels.
By the way, I think he's the whole driving force behind it. And by the way, because I think that's how Ashley put it. Am I fair? Like, am I remembering that correctly? Because initially I thought it was Dylan Gabriel, and I was like, wow, I am so beyond out on Dylan Gabriel.
She had that in the Mason Graham article, but I don't know that Mason Graham, he might be the leader of this. I'm not sure.
216-474-0092. Electrolyte Tuesday. Does this make you think? I mean, that sounds like something you'd do on a two-win team.
Oh, her headline: no garnish, no spotlight. Mason Graham is the electrolyte martini of Cleveland's defense. That is a banging headline.
That's not bad.
That is a banging headline.
The Bass stock going through the roof again.
She got the idea for that, and then that was the whole reason why the article was written.
All right, so let's see, martini.
Which
recipe.
Is funny because she's not much of the type of person to be like, hey guys, I actually had this like a month ago, or I actually was talking about this like way before everyone else, and she was very adamant. Like, yeah, I was on this one. This was my story, and the broadcast just lifted it and took it as their own.
Well, you see. The electrolyte powder is like the gin in this, and then the water is like the dry vermouth. That's why it's like that's why it's an electrolyte martini.
Gabriel said, "We'll all get together, and I'll shake up the electrolyte."
What do you think that looks like, JP?
He's just out here shaking.
He's a lefty.
He's Tom Cruise.
He's a lefty, so it's one of these.
Oh, what a lame. I mean, what an absolute lame.
Yeah, okay.
Dylan Gabriel, man, come on.
If Shador wants to win me over.
You're not even.
If Shador wants to win me over, he will cancel Electrolyte Tuesday effectively going forward.
Oh, my God. What writing is this? Ashley, you're incredible. No fancy glassware, no olives, just a few teammates, electrolyte mix, and a rookie defensive tackle who would rather blend in than stand out.
Oh my God.
That's great. That's a good line. That's good.
We'll be back in like 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.